Both winners were presented with artistically carved and polished tankards made from the bole of an elm tree. Trogselhog raised a big coopering mallet and addressed himself to the winning pair.
10 summers ago, I laid down this barrel of strawberry fizz to mature, and now you will be the first to taste it. Only those who have your permission may dip their bowls, flagons, or tankards into the barrel. For you have won the titles for one night only of Lord and Lady Strawberry. And well deserved, says I.
He swung the mallet and stove in the cask head with a tremendous crash, causing every beast nearby to be drenched in delicious pink strawberry fizz.
Brogo, come and have some!
Fwell cried over the cheering.
Here, miss! That beany way to do it,
Gundel whispered in her ear.
Usson's got a drink first.
They dipped their new tankards in and quaffed off a good mouthful each. Fwell squeaked in surprise. It was the first time she had ever tasted the wonderful cordial.
I'm full of fizzy bubbles. It's marvellous.
Gundel instructed her on how to invite others to share it. He held forth his tankard to Craggy and recited,
"Why, 'tis so delicious and so good that I think I'll invite Benjamin to join oi in a drink."
Craggy dipped a bowl into the barrel and bowed to Gundel.
"Why, thank you, Lord Strawberry. I'll drink right willingly. To good health and long seasons and to your victory."
Fwell caught on to the rhyme instantly and called again to Broggle.
"Why, 'tis so delicious and so good that I think I'll invite my friend Broggle to join me in a drink."
Willing Paws pushed the bashful young squirrel cook forward. He dipped his beaker in the barrel and bowed to the pretty squirrel maid.
"Why, thank you, Lady Strawberry. I'll drink right willingly. To good health and long seasons and to your victory."
Every beast stood on tiptoe, raising the drinking vessels and shouting out to the winning pair to grant them permission to sup the fizz. Trays of special nut shortbreads were brought out and served. Fwell and Gundel, between gulps of the drink, dispensed permissions as speedily as they could. Music and dancing broke out amid the scene of happy revelry. Fwell placed a garland on Filorn's head and threw a paw about Mira, her eyes shining.
"I never realised what a good runner your mamma is, for her seasons, that is. You ran a great race, ma'am."
Filorn raised her beaker.
"But not as swift as you, pretty one."
Broggle joined them, clapping a paw to his mouth.
"Whoa, this fizz is lively stuff. Best old drugs ever made, I'd say. Well, Fwell, if you decided to stay at Redwall, we'll never win the wall race again. None of us."
Fwell draped a cloak about his shoulders.
"Well, I'll be the starter next time. I won't volunteer as a runner."
She held up a paw and did a very good imitation of Boorab.
What? I say, you chaps, get in line there. No shoving or jolly old shortcuts, you rotters. What?
Mira joined in the laughter but stopped when she caught sight of Trey, the youngest mouse in the abbey, weeping over by the main door. Pushing her way through the revellers, she reached his side.
"Deary me, a big fellow like you crying? What's the matter, Trey?"
"Us went on a race again, me and Deary and Feagle,"
the mouse babe explained between sobs.
"We run like biggins on a wall, then Deary and Feagle run like Miss Phil on a battlement, but they fell off over the wall."